This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from our flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America, and a special shout-out to our new friends in Los Angeles, California. Hope you're going to enjoy what you hear, and if not, we've got a telephone number. You'll hear all about it in a little bit. Now, special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, our 911 dispatchers, and our U.S. Coast Guard for the service you provide to America, keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, construction workers, and bulk mail centers sorting the mail for delivery today, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget, you can check us out on the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, or follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we have Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the 2 points, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, not to be outdone, the president has doubled down on his threat for tariffs, 5% on Mexico starting June the 10th, if they don't turn the immigration portions around in their own country and slow down or stop what's coming at our border, number one. Number two, we're also going to be talking to Mexico in the not-too-distant future about the tariffs, and Mexico wants to sit down and work up some sort of agreement with us, if you will. And we also need to talk about the fact that the president was concerned the other day about the ridiculous immigration laws we have here in this country. And here's a little comment about that.
In a statement probably tomorrow, but maybe today. No, I'm not closing the borders. I'm doing something else. We're going to be having a major statement on the border sometime later today or tomorrow. It will be a statement having to do with the border and having to do with people illegally coming over the border, and it will be my biggest statement so far on the border. We have brought something to the light of the people. They see now it's a national emergency, and most people agree. The Democrats agree too, but they won't give us the legislation you need to fix it. Right now, when you catch somebody, you have to release them. They won't give us the legislation. Whether it's chain migration or whether it's lottery, they won't give us any. And the asylum procedures are ridiculous. No place in the world has what we have in terms of ridiculous immigration laws. So I will be making a major statement. I would say my biggest statement on the border probably today or tomorrow. Thanks.
Well, obviously he made that statement because I just told you what it is that we're doing, right?
Right.
But the thing of it is the president fired a warning shot told Mexico what they were going to do. Mexico has got to respond by doing something, or the tariffs start at 5%. And I am not the least bit concerned about, it's going to ruin jobs, and it's going to kill trade, and it's going to this, it's going to that. No, it's not. Mark my words.
Well, of course not. And, you know, what's quantifiable here, though, of course, is the tariffs, the 5% that would go up to 25%, essentially, if there's no action. But the good news, Captain, was that the Mexican president has said that he wants to do something that's going to begin to sort of tighten the immigration status and what's going on there in Mexico. So I think that's good. And he says that he expects good results.
But there's just one little problem. The Mexican president does not control Mexico. You and I talked about this last week several times. It is true. Drug cartels control the government of old Mexico, and they're in every state in Mexico. Some of them operate in multiple states, and the president can say whatever he wants in Mexico, but he better have some pretty good system of body, a pretty good group of bodyguards around him, because like Vicente Fox, remember him? We found out that he was getting paid by the drug cartels after he left office.
Well, right. And so obviously it's going to be a tough row to hoe. There's no doubt about that. And then, of course, if the tariffs were to materialize and to go to that level, then you may see some companies switch from doing business or manufacturing or other things in Mexico and perhaps come back to the United States. So,
well, they'd have no choice. If you get a tariff of 10, 15, 20, 25% on some of this just-in-time freight where they only make about 5% or thereabouts on the products that they make, they're going to have to move.
Well, of course. And, of course, what the president is doing here, though, is forcing the issue. I think I've said before that, it's unfortunate that he has to force the issue or has to have found a way to do it in such a fashion when you don't have any kind of bipartisan, you know, serious bipartisan communication or legislation on this very important issue. And I agree with the president that the American people are seeing more and more that there truly is an actual crisis at the border, whether it be caravans or whether it be those who would seek to abuse the system that's in place in order to be able to come to this country.
Yeah, exactly. And again, I'm not concerned at all about Mexicans' economy, and I don't believe it's going to hurt our economy, because if it does anything, it'll help our economy, especially if those companies come back to the United States. Okay, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America radio show. You're the Third Watch. Here's the phone number for you to call.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This segment of the program brought to you by our very good friends at the Geico Insurance Company. Now, you can get a great rate with a personal touch. You can ask about insurance for more than just your car, too, because your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything you own. They offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, or even your snowmobile, because some of you are still riding your snowmobiles around out there in the Sierra, Rocky Mountains, in Sierra Nevadas. Now, they can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local Geico insurance office. Now, remember, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me. So, check them out online, Geico, GEICO.com, or look in your phone book under insurance to find your local Geico insurance agent. All right, joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And Kyle, we have not breaking news per se, but developing news coming out of Afghanistan. Since Friday, there have been four separate bombings. Now, I believe most of them have been suicide bombings, and the first one on Friday, the Taliban took claim for. But the three that happened yesterday are being credited to ISIS right now. ISIS is saying that they're the ones that did that. So what more do you know about this?
Well, Captain, yes, we do know it now that ISIS is claiming responsibility, I believe, for three of the bombings or the attacks. Taliban is claiming responsibility for one of them. One of the bombs was actually being described as what they call a sticky bomb, and this hit a bus that had some university students in it, and this is in the area of western Kabul in a residential area. And then very short order after that, about 20 minutes, there were other bomb detonations in the same location there. And so this is obviously, it was a coordinated type of attack, an attack designed, of course, to send a message. And the Taliban, of course, have not been wanting to agree to these different ceasefires and so forth. And it's a very, very, it's a very bad situation insofar as that we may be seeing some of these old kinds of things begin to become the major problems once again, as you're trying to get these Afghan forces to be able to police and to be able to protect the people from these kinds of groups.
Okay, and of course, we still have everything going alive and well over there when it comes to the bad guys being able to do what they're able to do. Unfortunately, we're still there after going on 18 years. It's a terrible situation. The Afghanis still can't do it by themselves. Everybody says that. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs, the NATO forces that are there, they all tell us the same thing. So I don't know what we're going to do, but we can't stay there forever, can we?
No, I don't think that we can. I don't know that the American people necessarily have sort of the, as it were, the stomach for that. As you said, it's been some 18 years or so.
Well, it's not Iraq. At least Iraq has been able to put forth some sort of force, even though they are pretty much a puppet of the, well, they're Shias, the government running the government there, and they're pretty much a puppet of Iran. But they have been able to put together a force, and they will not fail because Iran will not let them, even if they shore them up, or I don't say they'll ever take them over per se, lock, stop, and Kitty Hawk, but they've got a better system there in place right now in Iraq than they do Afghanistan.
Well, exactly right. And so, you know, the president has to weigh the costs of it, not the necessarily the money costs per se, but weigh the costs of continuing to try to train and try to perhaps maybe get to the root causes of what happens when some of these people who get into these training situations, or they either sort of go over to the other side, or they're you know, working for the other side, that kind of thing. We've still got a long way to go, most unfortunately.
Now, unfortunately, Friday, and we talked about this at length Saturday because we were right in the middle of the news cycle from the Virginia Beach shootings, the killer who was a disgruntled employee who had worked there, I guess, 20 years or 30 years. What was it, 20 or 30? One of those, right?
I believe it was 20, yeah.
Yeah, and he had tendered his resignation the day that he did this. He had bought a couple of guns in a not-too-recent future there. He had apparently both guns with him. As far as I know, they were both 45s. They both had extended cartridges to where they weren't just your standard 7 or 9 round. I'm guessing, but I don't know, and they haven't said for sure. I'm guessing they may have been 15-round cartridges. Because of the descriptions I've heard and the number of shots, plus that raging gun battle he had, right?
Well, yes.
Yeah, that was shot after shot after shot, you know, a boom, 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 like that was the way one police officer described it. And when he said the booms, I counted them, that was like one full magazine right there, one right after the other, and he kept firing. So I knew that it couldn't be the standard magazine. But anyway, 12 people dead, a very sad situation. I'm sure the guy went off the deep end somehow. I don't know what happened. He was an engineer. Some of the people he killed were, in fact, engineers. It's just, I don't know what to say. I don't know what we're going to do about stuff like this because, again, it's not the gun. It's the person with the gun. And somehow or another, you got to be able to check these people out when they snap like that. This guy snapped.
Well, exactly right. And we know, at least we're putting together, that this could have been building up over some time. Number one, because if he went to go buy what they're calling a suppressor, some people I think it might be a misnomer in calling it an actual silencer.
It wasn't a silencer, and there was some woman that wrote an article somewhere that talked about the fact that these people never had a chance because they couldn't hear the gun being fired. Well, that's not true. A suppressor does not silence the weapon. It merely eliminate some of the other noises that come with the weapon, which is like when you get the muzzle flash and you get the smoke coming from it, depending on what it is you're firing. It does not eliminate the sound of the gun altogether. Even the silencer doesn't eliminate the sound of the gun altogether. It merely takes the weapon and gives it a different tone to it. But you know you're being you know you're being fired at, even when you hear the psh, psh, psh coming by your head as they're shooting at you. You know what I mean?
Right. And so, because it's
important. That was a poor description, but
But it's important to know that it's not like it is in the movies where the secret agent puts a silencer on their revolver or something, and it doesn't really make it.
Yeah, it sounds like you're spitting, and to a certain degree, it does a little bit. But when you're using, and he's using a .45 caliber pistol, that is a large and in charge weapon which will never be silenced.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also, as we were talking about, it may have taken some time for this person to plan this, because just to get the suppressor, it looks like you have to go through a pretty extensive process in order to do that.
Well, it's just like anything else. You know, suppressors are used in other forms of, like music, entertainment. We have suppressors, noise suppressors, and radio. Matter of fact, there's one right here on my microphone if I want to use it.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly.
Which tones it down, gives it a different sound.
Exactly. And of course, as you mentioned, he snapped, but there's got to be, at least forensically, as they go back through this person's life, perhaps they will find that there was some behaviors that were exhibited, maybe some things that were said, and perhaps people close. We've got to be able to identify these people early on, and try to get them the help that they would need, obviously. And of course, it ended so tragically with the death of 12 people, and of course, a long gun battle with police. And we've got to find ways to prevent this.
Right. And I'm talking, folks, to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. I'm going to set up the next segment here by saying that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made a statement yesterday that got everybody's attention. He said the United States is prepared to engage once again in talks with Iran without any pre-existing conditions. That's pretty significant.
Well, it is significant, and certainly I think the best thing is to try to get the Iranian leadership to the table, certainly you're taking away some of their ability to grandstand if you have some kind of dire precondition on it.
Okay, hold that thought, Kyle, and folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and if you want to opine, Kathy's going to jump in here again and tell you how to do that. But in the meantime, Nancy, what did you say?
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. No use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Virginia Beach city government worker who shot and killed 12 people in a municipal building had emailed his resignation hours before the massacre. Virginia Beach Police Chief James Cervera.
A lot of questions have been asked about the suspect's employment status. We're going to look at that to see if it had anything to do with the horrific acts and the events that he perpetrated. However, that's part of the ongoing investigation. However, I will tell you, he was not terminated, and he was not in the process of being terminated.
City Manager Dave Hansen on the suspect's employment status.
To my knowledge, the perpetrator's performance was satisfactory, that he was in good standing within his department, and that there were no issues of discipline ongoing.
This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC Tax Program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. We appreciate that. And by the way, Kyle Warren is right here with us. And before we get to Kyle Warren, I want to remind everybody about checking out our sponsor for this segment, the USCCA. That's the United States Concealed Carry Association, because they can help you in the time when you might need help the most, when you'd have to defend yourself, either by using a gun or a knife or a club or a stick or a pipe or whatever else to defend yourself, because they know that the law enforcement officials don't always get it right the first time around, and they know that your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So check them out. Check them out by going to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and clicking on the USCCA logo that's right there. You'll be glad you did, believe me when I tell you. All right, well, before we get to the telephone line, I want to say, Kyle, I got to bring you back in here real quick. You there?
Oh, I'm here, yeah.
We've got a report right now coming out of the Sudan, Khartoum, the capital city. The British ambassador is reporting heavy automatic weapons gunfire been going on for several hours now in the capital city. This may be in cahoots with a anti-military protest that's been going on, and the military has taken it upon themselves to open up on the protesters, and there's quite a gun battle going on right now.
That's what we understand at this hour, Captain. Omar al-Bashir, he was overthrown by the military during April. There were protests. He had been in power for about 30 years. And right, what we're understanding right now is that there is reports of heavy gunfire in Khartoum, which is the capital of Sudan. And this has this has to do with sit-in protests that have been going on for quite some time. We also understand that roads are now being blocked by troops, and they're being described as wielding batons as well. So right now, we understand that two people have been killed, dozens injured, that this is coming out of the area right now.
Okay.
And, of course, more information will be coming shortly.
All right. Well, let's go to the telephone lines, and we'll take a caller that's calling in. Good morning, caller. What's your name, or where are you calling from?
Hey, how's it going? This is James here, and I'm in Pennsylvania.
Hi, James. What can we do for you tonight? What's your question?
So I was going to mention it's very important to, whenever these events happen, most people are never considering the real cause of, you know, people going haywire.
Oh, you mean the shooting? Okay.
Of course, yeah. And you know, the corporate bought and paid for, quote-unquote, mainstream media doesn't even want to touch the third rail, which is drugs. And all of these people,
right?
Pretty much, you name it, whatever the shooting was, they were all on some kind of psychotropic drugs.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know what the circumstances surrounding this individual yet, but I'm sure we'll find out soon, correct?
Well, you could hope for...
Well, this police chief impresses me as being a very honest cop, number one.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion. What do you think?
I hope so. Okay. I hope so. But, you know, if you talk to some experts such as Dr. Peter Bregan or Dr. Charles Simone, I mean, these guys for decades have been involved in court cases that have been hushed up. And, you know, they were the experts that basically analyzed the drug effects.
So, James, let me ask you this question, then I'll have to let you go. What is the solution? What's the solution to this?
The drug mafia. The you know, they own freaking Congress and every politician in the country.
All right. All right. I don't disagree with you at all. And again, thank you very much for your call, and we'll bring it up here right now. Thank you very much, James.
All right.
Okay. Well, Kyle, I don't disagree with anything he said. Drugs make people do strange things.
Well, that's certainly true, and of course, as part of their forensic analysis of the mental state of the shooter, there'll also, of course, be the toxicology reports. They will find out what was in this person's system
Correct.
At the time, and that will help them immensely. And I wouldn't be surprised if we don't find out that there are some kind of drugs involved, and whether it be for medicinal purposes or some other kind of effect. We just don't know yet.
And that leads to my comment about the continued investigation into the Virginia Beach shootings. I believe we're dealing with an honest police chief here. He appears to be very sincere, and you can pick that up on the way he's commenting about things. And with that, I'll say that I think we're going to luck out here and get some good, honest, what they can tell us without, you know, revealing the entire case, if you will, because they don't do that. But we can get a real honest description here of what went on.
Exactly right. And certainly the families, they deserve some kind of...
They need their privacy. We don't need to be bothering them.
Well, exactly. And but again, this took place, Captain, in a municipal building that...
Yeah. I know right where it happened. I've been to that building before many years ago, but I know right where it happened.
Right. And and it's not a secure facility.
Not at all.
Not any of that kind
but
of
the
thing.
Police station, Kyle, was only maybe 500-600 feet away, so maybe that's how come the cops got there so fast. I don't know.
It could very well be, but it's an unfortunate commentary on the state of affairs these days, because people were just doing their jobs. They're simply working at their desks. And
yeah, these were engineers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this wasn't any other kind of... I mean, they were doing the work for the community, basically.
All right. Well, speaking of engineers, I'm using that as a pun here. The United States has apparently done with Julian Assange. He's reportedly in bad health right now, but they say there'll be no new charges forthcoming against Julian Assange.
Yeah, probably not. I'm sure that they've had a lot of time to decide what those charges were going to be and what they're going to hang their hat on with this. What's going to be interesting in the outcome of this, Captain, is whether or not we're going to see the real comparisons, for example, to the Pentagon Papers back in the early 1970s, and whether or not that's going to be a major part of his defense. when he comes up for some of these charges.
All right. Now, quickly, Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, says the U.S. is prepared to engage with Iran without any preconditions. That means we're ready to sit down with them at any time and just sit there, no strings attached, and say, okay, boys, what do we need to do to get you to stop building nuclear weapons?
Well, exactly right. I mean, the president, I think, understands, and I think Secretary Pompeo understands.
Oh, and let me interject one thing. You're not just talking to Iran here. You're also talking to North Korea, because the two are joined at the hip when it comes to this nuclear program.
Well, exactly right. And they share technology, missile mm-hmm. systems, this kind of thing. This is big time. It's what even President Bush, George W. Bush, had referred to as the axis of evil back in the early days after 9/11 and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So if the president and the secretary can get Iran to the table, if they can at least get the message across that, look, this is going to end very badly mm-hmm. if you don't cooperate, or it could end very well for you ultimately, that's going to be very powerful.
All right, and finally, it looks like as if Russia's oil output has hit an 11-year low because of the dirty oil that they've been producing, and they can't sell it on the open market for refined gasoline or kerosene or jet fuel or anything like that. The oil is too dirty to do that. So the only thing you can do is use it for some oil byproduct stuff, which doesn't bring back the revenue that they need to have.
No, and this could be a major, major problem, obviously. They make a lot of money, selling, gas, of course, into Europe.
Which is why they're putting a big splash in Venezuela, right?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And I think they also tapped into Brazil as well financially. But certainly Argentina, China, and Russia own the oil business there.
Well, right. And
literally.
What we've seen going on in Venezuela and the Russian involvement and influence there, they've had their planes.
That brings me to this point just before we run out of time here. Russia has pulled their defensive advisors, they call them their defense advisors, out of Venezuela.
Oh, very interesting.
That may be a sign of things to come, because why would they be pulling their military advisors? They're calling them defense advisors. Why would they be pulling them out of Venezuela unless they thought something was about to happen?
Yeah, for example, taking care of business where Maduro is concerned.
And we know that we've been training a bunch of dissidents, a bunch of Colombia, a whole bunch of Venezuelans have shown up there. A lot of them are ex-military members and a lot of people. There's a militia that's been put together there. I also understand that there's one being put together over on the other side, perhaps on the Brazilian line of things. And there's another little country over there. I don't know if it's West Guinea or whatever it is, or whatever the name is right there. But anyway, they've been training people there, too. So it could be interesting here. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We thank him for coming on, and we thank our caller, James, from Pennsylvania. And I'm going to give you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report tonight. It's a little different tonight than what we've been hearing, but there's still some unsettled conditions out there. So don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back. Going to check the highways for the truckers.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code, SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Orleans Clearwater Revival, Born on a Bayou. That's the way we start out our Truckers Highway and Bible Report tonight, brought to you by your local favorite truck stop, wherever you're at out there, your home away from home, the Pilot or the Flying J. Now, let me tell you something. Pilots and Flying J's have come a long way, baby, since I was out there on the road years ago. And I was in one about a week or two ago, and I was surprised. I was at a Denny's. That was their restaurant. The food was excellent. Clean as a bell. People were friendly. Had a conversation with a number of the truckers that were there, and shook some hands and took some pictures and all that sort of stuff. But great place. Check them out. Pilot and Flying J. They're not your average truck stop anymore. All righty. Now, let's take a look at the weather, and let me read the weather statement first, because severe thunderstorms and heavy rain threats will continue this week along parts of the central and southern United States. Now, severe thunderstorms are again possible across portions of the central and southern high plains Monday into Monday night. The main threats from these storms will be damaging straight-line wind gusts, very large hail, the potential for flash flooding, and an occasional tornado or two. Now, additional rainfall from North Texas to southeastern Kansas will accumulate, as well as Arkansas, through this week and hasten the ongoing major to record flooding that's currently going on. Now, right now, near North Platte, Nebraska, where Al's at, you have a weather statement for uncertain weather conditions in the area, which means conditions are ripe for severe thunderstorm watches and warnings to be posted at any moment. Now, there's a lot of flooding going on in the country right now. Not to be outdone, up in Billings, Montana, and that area, Livingston, Montana, too, you've got a lot of flooding going on in Montana right now, the central and southern part of Montana, which also comes down into the central northern part of Wyoming. Now, there's also some high river warnings along the Nevada mountains, or where the in that particular area. Let's see here. East of Reno and south of I-80 over to about Winnemucca, there's different flood watches and warnings in that area. Also in Idaho, just north of Utah, you've got some areas of flooding in that area. In Texas tonight, you've got flash flood watches and warnings around Midland, as well as down there in the border area of Texas. And, you know, let's see, we're talking about, where is this, Marathon and Del Rio down in that area. And there are some storms that are moving off, have moved off to the east of Fort Stockton and the east of Big Spring, headed towards Abilene right now. That's all moved off in the last hour, headed in that direction. Those are some thunderstorms in the mix there, too. Now, you do have in the Dallas Metroplex and east of Dallas, along I-30 and along I-20, you've got some flash flood watches and warnings there, as well as another statement pertaining to weather. And let's see now. This is an air quality alert. To go along with the flooding, you've got an air quality alert. And by the way, there will be isolated severe thunderstorms in the northeastern part of Texas tonight, around Greenville to Sherman, over towards Paris. That's the possibility you have right now. It's presently fairly warm in Texas, 78 degrees coming out of the Dallas Metroplex right now. And you've got flood warnings across various sections of watches and warnings across Oklahoma, across Kansas, central Kansas, and up into the Kansas City, Kansas area, and north of there, too. Flood watches and warnings in the southern part of Minnesota, the central part of Iowa. And by the way, in Minnesota tonight, we have a frost and freeze, hard freeze warning, way up there, Duluth, Minnesota, and across the northern tip of Minnesota tonight. So temperatures are quite cool up there. That also continues across into the northern part of Wisconsin, Green Bay north, up into the upper peninsula of Michigan, and both parts of Michigan, Saginaw, as well as over in the other area, over towards the Wisconsin-Michigan border. You've got hard freeze and frost warnings there. You also have flood warnings all up and down most of the rivers, watches and warnings where the rivers are over their banks in the Midwest, which includes the Mississippi, the Missouri, the Ohio, the Arkansas, and just about every other river you can mention, east, west, north, south, all the way down to Louisiana. And in upstate New York tonight, taking a look at what's going on there right now, you have a lakeshore flood warning in upstate New York right now, with apparently, and by the way, it's in the 40s up there. Tonight, some temperatures way up north will drop down into the 30s in upstate New York. But you have an area of low pressure up there, which has dumped some rain in the area. However, the winds are pushing the water up in that area on shore all the way from, it looks like, from Niagara Falls all the way up almost to Watertown, that whole area with what's going on right now. So keep that in mind. And other than that, things are looking pretty good. Now, keep in mind, our friends at Pilot and Flying J have changed a lot of the things that they've been doing and making things a lot better for everybody out there. For example, it's not uncommon to find an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, or a Wendy's in a Pilot. Might even find a Denny's or a Huddle House or a Moe's Southwest Grill, not only in a Flying J, but also at a Pilot. Might find a Dunkin' Donuts if you're up in New York, Indiana, and parts of New Hampshire in a Flying J or a Dunkin' Donuts or a Pilot. So think about that for a minute. And they've always got parking, Catskills, TransFlow Express travel documents for the permits you need for those oversized loads, trip packs so you can get your loads in on time to get them paid, truck washes at the larger locations, audiobook rentals, payphones, high-speed internet kiosks, ATMs. They've always got Western Union. They'll cash your checks there, too. Public laundry, showers, game rooms, wireless internet. And don't forget the lounges with the big screen televisions for the professional drivers when you're taking a break. So, you're home away from home, Pilot or Flying J. Check them out. Tell them the captain sent you. And just like the good folks up in Georgia there, they might give you a cup of coffee just for saying that. So there you go. Now, and good morning to you, Al, and I hope you stay dry up there because it looks like as if there's some flooding going on around you and some unsettled weather conditions, too, by the way, I might add. So you got a little taste of some bad weather today, and you got more in the offing there. So don't feel like the Lone Ranger, I guess. But we'll be right back with Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. I'm sure she's going to have some thoughtful words for everybody. So don't go anywhere. I shall return right after the top of the hour news, and your stations get a chance to pay some bills and identify themselves. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.